Well, there are so many people on the line this morning, and I know we didn't hear all the names and all the places you're calling from, but we know that you're calling on this line from coast to coast, from state to state, from continent to continent, and we bless each one of you for joining us on the Master's Call. And it is my privilege at this time to turn the call over to our host, our hostess for this morning. She is no stranger to this line. She is a prayer intercessor on this line. You've heard her minister to us on last week, and I'm telling you, I am just watching God stretch her out as he is stretching me, and I just received a beautiful card from her on last night when I came home and I opened up my mailbox. I had the most beautiful Christmas card from her, and it's really nice because we didn't know what one another looked like, but now I know what she looks like. So at this time, I would like to bring to the line Minister Rilla this morning. Minister Rilla, are you there?
Yes, Minister Tiffany, and thank you so much for that greeting. And I'm happy to know that you now know how I look, what I look like.
Yes.
Praise God. All right. Well, good morning. Good morning, my Master's Call family. And on this Make-A-Wish Wednesday, my wish would be that all the saints, we have three more days in this year, that we would go out and witness to somebody, because that's what it's all about, witness to somebody and extend the invitation to accept Christ. That is what this season is all about. That is the reason Christ died and came and died for us, that we might have everlasting life. So he did his part. He was obedient to his Father. He said, yes, I'll go. Don't send anybody else. I'll go in your name. So now we have to do our part to go out in the name of Jesus and share Christ with somebody who does not know him. That is the challenge I put before you today. We could not give a better gift to Jesus than to go out and be a witness. Well, again, this is Willa from Chicago, and on behalf of Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon from Dallas, Texas, and Dr. P.K. Roberts from Colorado Springs, Colorado, I greet each of you with the warmest of kingdom greetings. This is the Master's Call, and we are just so excited that each of you have decided to join us on Monday through Friday morning from 7 a.m. to 7:30 a.m. Central Standard Time. And we know on the East Coast, it is even earlier than that. So we really, really, really thank God that you chose to get up out of your warm bed while it's still dark outside to join us on the Master's Call. You could have chosen to start your day in many different ways. However, you chose to start your day with us, seeking God's face and getting spiritual nourishment. God honors your faithfulness because his word does tell us to seek him first, the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added unto us. All these things, like what? Wisdom, God's provision, peace, comfort, everything will be given to you. We have heard some very powerful, transforming messages here, and we're excited to hear what the Lord is going to download for our speaker this morning. So here at the Master's Call, it's all about nothing but all about the Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And this call was started a little bit over a year ago in October by its founders, Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon and Dr. P.K. Roberts. And the mission statement for the Master's Call is to enrich, enhance, and empower believers as they begin their day. You know, I look at it like, you know, we're coming here to get filled up. It's like when we put our phone on the charger, because, you know, the battery gets dead. You put your phone on the charger, you get filled up. Well, that's what the Master's Call is like. We're here at the docking station every morning, praise the Lord, Monday through Friday, to get filled. Now, the foundational scripture for the Master's Call can be found in Psalm 88:13, and it reads, "But to you I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before you." And it's just so wonderful to know that we can go to God and he will answer each and every one of our prayers. I praise God for the messages that have been shared from the beginning of this call. And if you have missed any of our calls, or if you need a word at any time, as Dr. Vanessa calls it, a word break, then you can go to the website at www.themastersmorningcall.wordpress.com. Again, that's www.themasters, and that's with an S, morningcall.wordpress.com, and you will find a buffet of messages there. Another mandate for the Master's Call is to be a place of prayer. We have a team of prayer warriors that take your prayer requests, and we pray for you collectively and individually during our private prayer time. Because the Bible tells us that the prayers of one will send 1,000 to flight, the prayers of two, 10,000. So we encourage you to send your prayer requests via email to themastersmorningcall@gmail.com. Again, themastersmorningcall@gmail.com. And in addition to your prayer requests, we love to hear your praise reports because someone else will be encouraged by them. And we always, and I say that with capital letters, A-L-W-A-Y-S, we are always looking for prayer warriors. So we extend the invitation every day because we are sincere about you joining us. And, you know, that would be a wonderful gift to the Master's Call is if you would step out and say, I want to be a prayer warrior. If you have a serious prayer life and you God has been tugging on your heart since you have been a listener on the Master's Call, if he's been tugging on your heart, say yes to that. And if he does, and if you desire to do that, then contact, send an email to themasterscall@gmail.com, and someone, our prayer warrior, our will get in contact with you. So because this is not a private club, this is not a club that's by invitation only, this is God's club. And we look forward to having you join us. And the company that knitted us together is a Christian-owned company called Artist International. Artist is a wellness company that was founded over 20 years ago in Las Vegas by the Diaz de Leon family. God gave Mr. Diaz de Leon a vision, and he has shared this vision with each of us. Now, in March, Artist is going to have an extravaganza. Because they haven't, even though they've moved to Henderson, Nevada, they haven't forgotten about their roots in Las Vegas. So they will be rolling out the red carpet for the distributors. So now it's time to start making your way, making plans to get to Extravaganza 2012. And if you are an artist distributor, please check your back office for the latest promotions and see how God is leading the company in Vision 2012, because Artists have started already talking about what the success will be like, what the plans are for Vision 2012, for the year 2012. Now, at this time, I'm going to call on Minister Tiffany, who will come to us and do an opening prayer. Minister Tiffany, are you there?
I am. Minister Willa, can you hear me?
I can hear you loud and clear.
Amen. Let us bow in prayer. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that's within me. I will bless your holy name. Lord, we thank you for waking us up this morning in the land of the living. Forgive us of our sins and the things that we thought and said that we did were against your will. Lord, we come to you, Lord, this morning humbly, Father God, just thanking you for keeping us, thanking you for waking us up, thank you for protecting us, thanking you for strengthening us, thank you for being with us even when we didn't realize that you were there. For your word says that you're a God that will never leave us nor forsake you. So we dedicate this day to you. We surrender and give ourselves to you on this day, that we would be used to build your kingdom this day, that we would be witnesses, that we will worship you, and that we would walk with you through this day. Lord, bless each and every person that has called into the Master's Call today. We thank you for the vision that you gave to Dr. P.K. Roberts and Dr. Vanessa for the Master's Call and the mission statement that you gave us, that our lives will be enriched, empowered, and enhanced as we believers call into this line every day. We thank you for these mighty women of God, and we pray that you would continue to do great things in their lives. I pray for the Diaz de Leon family and that you would continue to give them the strength and power that they need to continue to carry out the vision of Artists International all around the world. For every distributor from the top to the bottom, I thank you for keeping them in your care, and I pray that you would give increase in the name of Jesus. Now I ask, as the speaker would come this morning, that we would clear the portals of heaven, that we would hear the word from you, Lord, that it would not be about them, but that we would hear you. I pray that you would increase in them as their flesh decreases, so that you would speak mightily to each ear on this line, and will forever be grateful to give your name the glory, the honor, and the praise. We love you, Lord. Amen. Back to you, Minister Willa.
Thank you, Minister Tiffany, for that beautiful prayer and clearing the airwaves for us this morning. Well, our speaker for this morning, praise God, is no stranger not only to the Master's Call, but to any of us, as she is one of the founders of the Master's Call. She has a successful 12-year history as an industrial engineer for corporate America. She accepted her call in the ministry, and we just praise God that she did. Pastor Vanessa was enrolled at ORU University in Tulsa, Oklahoma, where she became an ordained minister in January 15, 1995. She is a founder and director of Van Networks, which stands for Vanessa Networks, a networking and instructional self-improvement organization, which introduces the body to the body by joining believers synergistically in the realms of business, academia, and evangelism. And that sounds beautiful. I'd like to be a part of that. Anyway, Pastor Vanessa was featured as an expert on radio and television in the area of prophecy, spiritual growth, Christian education, prayer, relationships and management, and time management and conflict resolution. And she currently has a 30-minute radio program and internet broadcast entitled Speaking the Truth in Love. Now, we have had her, Vanessa, come to us and speak on giving thanks with an attitude of anticipation. We've heard her speak on love. We've heard Pastor Vanessa speak on a number of topics. And so we are just so blessed to have her to start, I believe, a new series today and to minister to, we know, in a way that will really reach to the very souls of our hearts. So without further ado, and I don't know why my tongue is twisted this morning. I bind that in the almighty name of Jesus.
It's all good.
Dr. Vanessa is a prayer warrior. She is a mentor. She's a leader. She is a woman of integrity. She is a woman who speaks the truth in love. She's saved and sanctified. I'd like to introduce to some and present to others our dear Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. Back to you, Dr. Vanessa.
Thank you, woman of God. You have done an awesome, awesome job. I love your energy, your spirit, your determination, and stepping up to the plate this morning as our host. We appreciate you, and Evangelist Tiffany, you all are our dynamic duo for Jesus this morning, and much love to you and every caller on the line, the Master's Call family. We're honored. I'm humbled that you take the time, especially for many of you who are kind of off schedule and don't have to be up and press past the flesh so that your spirit could hear a word from the Lord this morning. We're going to continue, really just get started on the series that I talked about earlier this week on birthing and building your business on godly principles. And for those of you who said, well, I don't have a business, I'm a housewife. Well, your business is about making sure that home has the atmosphere and the anointing of Jesus Christ. If yours is working in a salon, in Walmarts, in corporate America, every circle of influence we have is our business. And for definitely those of us on this line as artists, distributors, strategically giving a roadmap of godly principles so that we have success in Christ beyond our wildest dreams, where that Ephesians 3:20 will really be real in our life, that we'll experience the exceedingly abundantly above all that we can ask or think. Why? Because we're going to birth and build, and the power of God will be working in us. So the title of this series, again, is Birthing and Building Your Business on Godly Principles. And I had you quote yesterday, I am a builder for the kingdom of God. I am a builder for the kingdom of God. And the key words that we are honing in on is birthing and building, and on godly principles, just not any principles, because there's some principles of the word that we of the world that we as believers cannot embrace, but godly principles. Many of you know that I'm the acronym queen, and I love to anchor you on acronyms, which is a key word this morning. We're going to really do this series off of. It's to build. And we talked yesterday about building first by birthing with God's vision, dream, assignment, call, the call. That's what this is, the master's call. He has a call for each one of our lives. And then to be about building our families, which is the first institution God gave us. Not the church, not your business, but the family is the first institution. And then thirdly, we're going to talk about building up Christ in our businesses. And as we always say on this call each and every day, prophetically, for those who have ears to hear, that we are his ministers in the marketplace. And we're in a season now where we used to always worry about getting people to church, getting people to church. We're trying to drill it in your spirit. You and I are the church. We're the living epistle. The ministry is in the marketplace. Jesus didn't spend much time in the synagogue. He didn't spend much time in, quote, the house of the Lord. He was out in the highways and the byways. So we're decreeing and declaring, prophesying over our own selves. I want you to say it again this morning. I am ordained by God to be a minister in the marketplace. Let's say it again. I am ordained by God to be a minister in the marketplace. And we're taking the kingdom back. Too many times the world has had its way. Secular humanism has had its way. Self-centeredness has had its way, and Christians watched. But we are supposed to watch and pray and then get off our knees and do the business of building the kingdom. Too many times we want to just pray. Well, Jesus prayed. He sought his Father every morning, but he got off his blessed knees and then went out and did the work of the kingdom. And we quoted the scripture, Matthew 11:12, which I said yesterday. It's in the red, y'all. And it says, and from the days of John the Baptist until now, the kingdom of heaven suffereth violence, and the violent take it by force. In other words, we're going to enhance, we're going to add on to our kingdom, we're going to go out and wreak havoc on the kingdom of darkness and bring people into God's marvelous light. So let's start with that B and build today in my little last 18 minutes I have. The B, let's use the word build our bodies first spiritually. First, we have to remember we are spirit beings. That's why salvation is so important, because we're going to all live forever somewhere. We're praying as believers and it's heaven. But for those who don't know Christ, it's hell. So salvation is important, but sanctification is the process. That's that daily walking it out in the lifestyle of Christ. That's that daily crucifying our flesh, saying, Spirit of the living God, have our way, which brings us to our souls, which is our will, our intellect, and our emotion. And we have to remember our will, our intellect, our emotions must submit to the Spirit of the living God inside of us. You and I don't run the show. It's the master's call. What's your call, Jesus? What do you want me to do? Remember that famous phrase that came out with the WWJD, what would Jesus do? In other words, I seek to do what he would do. My emotions with tears streaming down my face. God, it's not about what I feel. It's not about what I think. What would you have me do? And too many times, because we live in a world that says, I won't, I feel. You know, The View. I love the show The View, but it grieves my spirit on the same day because it's great to express what you feel, but do what Jesus did in the Garden of Gethsemane. But nevertheless, not my will, but thy will be done. And then thirdly is your earth suit. Build our physical bodies. We can't neglect any of the three. See, you can't be emotionally stable and sound and then have a great walk with Jesus. And I got to say it, it's holiday season, and some of y'all know we have ate and we are waddling. We done gained so much weight. Your body is God's holy temple. Let me give you the word, because if you wrestle, we're going to wrestle with the word in 1 Corinthians 6:19, it talks about our body being a holy temple. That's how God convicted me way back. I can remember the day, September 13th, 1985, when I had to lay down my Benson and Hedges menthol and have never smoked again because he gave me a clear, open vision of the Holy Spirit residing inside of me and then a whole bunch of smoke coming in the room and the Holy Spirit choking and not breathing, not clean, and I was misusing my body. And he dealt with me, if you trust me, I'll deliver you, Vanessa. And I asked him to help me, and I've not touched a cigarette then because that Holy Spirit is our paraclete. So when we gain too much weight, when we are not healthy and don't exercise, I didn't mean to go that way, but we got to say it. We are triune beings. So when we're building, we build first spiritually to keep our salvation pointed on Christ. Then secondly, God gave you emotions. He wants you to feel. He wants us to care. He gave us a mind. He wants us to think. But it must always say, nevertheless, Daddy God, what do you want done? And I'm taking care of my earth suit because that's how I exist on this side of glory. The other D is to believe. We've got to choose to believe in God's word. It's not up for debate. It's not up for discussion. It's all about what does the word say. Well, especially I love to say it's in the red. Jesus said it, and that settles it. And we better choose to believe it. And in God's word, we have to believe unconditionally. What does the word say? No matter what it looks like, no matter what it feels like. I always teach this so strongly because too many of us are straight-up carnal Christians. What do you mean by that, Dr. V? We are quick to tell you, well, God knows my heart. This is what I feel. Yeah, Jeremiah told you your heart was desperately wicked, and you need to stay in the presence of God so the blood of Jesus, the anointing of God, can destroy the yoke. It's not about what we feel. It's not about what we think. Master, I'm your yielded vessel. Holy Spirit, Jehovah Rohi, guide me. Order my footsteps. Carnal Christians, Romans 7, Romans 8, Paul is so direct. He said, boy, my lower parts want to do something and I want to go this way. In other words, let's keep it real. Everybody on here, we are virgin by the blood of Jesus, but some of us, we know we had lifestyles. And he's saying, when I get horny, when Kitty gets to purring, my lower parts, when they want to do things, I'm not going to be emotionally led. I'm not going to be sensually led. I'm going to be spiritually led and put that under and decree and start praising God and drive out desires, appetites that do not line up with God's word. And in Romans, the chapter 7 and that whole chapter 8, Paul is talking to a Roman Empire where there was so much sin and so much psychology that did line up with the word, so much philosophy, the Greek philosophers, the Roman philosophers, that said interesting things, profound things, but they were not biblical things. And too many times, even now, we grasp, we embrace things that sound good, but when it contradicts the word of God, got to throw it out because the Bible, basic instructions before leaving earth. And that's my rock. That's my foundation. And I can't be led by what I feel. It's good that I like this. But even if I didn't like it, exercise is good for me. It's good that I like to pray. But even if I don't like to pray, I discipline myself because that's my lifeline. I never forget, I'm going to tell my own self this morning. When I finally, after being a Jonah in the Whale ministry and running for my call a good solid 2 years, I finally said yes and went to Oral Roberts University. And that time, Larry Lee himself was there teaching a course called Could You Not Tarry 1 Hour? And I've always gone to church, parents raised Sunday school and all of that, but never really had a disciplined prayer life. That's why I'm not as surprised sometimes when we're struggling to get some of you all to say a yes to be prayer warriors. And I remember when one of our course assignments was to make sure we went through some affirmations he gave us and to pray 20 minutes. Well, I got back to my little apartment, my grad housing, and started praying and just knew I had been in. And I just hadn't looked at the clock. I said, ooh, that was good. I probably didn't pray an hour. I hadn't even gone a good 5 minutes. I said, Lord, I am in seminary. I'm here to study your word. And you mean my prayer muscles are that weak, that flimsy. That's why we got to get in God's gym. That's why the enemy fights. Oh, he's taking me a different way. That's for somebody that you press past your feelings, past your flesh. And I'm talking to the choir because you got up this morning to get on this call to be fed. And the last, but another important B is the blood of Jesus. And we always apply the blood. It grieves me when many churches, many organizations take the blood out of their songs. It's nothing but the blood of Jesus that delivers us. It's by the blood of Jesus. If he had not shed his blood on the Golgotha's hill on Calvary, where would you and I be today? It's by the blood of Jesus. Sometimes in my prayer time, when I just keep thanking him for the blood, I feel the tangible presence of God come in the room, because it's about the blood of Jesus. And when you build your business, when you build a healthy family, when you're building an atmosphere that is anointed with the presence of God on your job, on your going in and coming out, why don't you call on the blood of Jesus? And then that last B is divine creativity is born because we're yielded a pure vessel. When I was preparing this message, he dropped the acronym for BORN, birthing opportunities right now. BORN, when he uses us to drop nuggets from the throne room. See, when a child is ready to be born, he or she does not wait on us to say when. They just begin to come, and then we must get ready. When God drops divine creativity, a God idea into our spirit, we have to adjust, meaning we immediately must write it down in Habakkuk 2:4, record it. Like when a song, a melody, a tune comes in your spirit, you got to immediately write it down. When a dream is dropped in your heart, you get up and immediately write it down, because the enemy tries to steal it all. When he's birthing inside of you, when you're beginning, see, being born is a new beginning to nurture, to manage, to oversee. And we must cooperate with this new birth. Just like with that newborn baby, the whole household has to adjust to this new precious arrival. A schedule is developed to adjust to this new birth. We don't get to tell them that this new birth to tell us, oh, you have to wait to fit into my schedule. No, that baby demands you adjust yourself to me. So we also should adjust our mindset when God bursts an idea, bursts a dream, gives us a prophetic word. Adjust our attitude so like the eagles, we can build and soar to the altitudes that God has for us. That's the first of our series with the B, birthing and building your business on godly principles. Decreed over yourself today, I am a builder for the kingdom of God. Back to you, Minister Willa.
Praise the Lord, Dr. Vanessa. I knew, like I told you, she was going to bring us a rhema word that we needed to hear in due season. And if that message did not light your fire, then you need to go and get some more wood, because your wood is truly wet. Praise God. Birthing and building your business on godly principles, because, you know, your business can't stand any other way but on godly principles. And she gave us some points. I'm not going to go over them right now for the sake of time, because we want to be obedient to that. But go to the website and hear the playback, and she's going to come back again, I know, and give us the remaining parts of her message. So thank you so much, Dr. Vanessa, for that timely, timely word. I'm going to call on Minister Kathy, if you're out there, if you would bring us with the closing prayer and pray for our prayer request. Minister Kathy,
can you hear me? Minister Willa?
Yes, I can hear you loud and clear.
Oh, bless you. Thank God for you guys this morning. It has been a long, long last couple of days, and I praise God to be back on the line with the Master's Call, and praise God for what a powerful message from Dr. Vanessa this morning. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Father, we come before you now in the name of Jesus. We bless you because there's nobody else, God, but you. We thank you because you are in total and complete control of our lives. We thank you, Lord God, as we look forward to 2012 and what you're going to do in our lives, Lord God. We are preparing ourselves even now. And we bless you, Lord God, for everyone that is on our prayer list. We thank you, Lord God, for those that have asked us to pray for their healing. We're holding up now, Lord God, my Preston's dad, Lord God, we're holding him up before you as even as she spoke on about him this morning. Lord, I pray that you continue to touch his body in the name of Jesus. You are the one who heals, Lord God, and you are the one who continue to strengthen him. I pray for every other person that's on our list at the moment, Lord God. We're holding them up before you. Thank you that you are Jehovah Rapha. You are the God who heals, and we thank you for doing so now. You are the one who delivers and set free. We bless you right now because you're El Shaddai. You're our God Almighty. We love you, Lord God, and we adore you. Thank you for each and every one that's on the prayer list this morning. We ask, Lord God, that you continue to do what needs to be done in their lives. Can't call them all name by name at the moment, but Lord, you know them, and we bless you for being working on their behalf. We bless you for this call this morning. Ask that you continue to order our steps. Help us prepare as we get ready to go into 2012 with great expectation of what you're going to do in our lives, Lord God. Let this time be a time of reflection, Lord God, as we fast and prepare for this new year and what you're going to do in our lives. We bless you for this time now in the matchless and wonderful name of Jesus. Amen. Back to you, Minister Willa.
Yes, and getting a serious. Okay, I was muted. I was talking to myself. Thank you, Minister Kathy, for that beautiful closing prayer. And Evangelist Tiffany, thank you for opening in prayer and for getting our guests spiritually seated. Dr. Vanessa, thank you so much for that right on word, birthing and building your business on godly principles. As I indicated, if you didn't hear it all, if some points that you still need to get, be sure to go to the website and listen to the message or either the playback number, call that and you can get it. Let's go out today and think about what God has especially for you in your business and be committed to that. Thank you, Master Call family. We just so appreciate you for joining us each and every morning. We love you and look forward to hearing you and seeing and talking with you in the morning. Until then, go out and be ministers in the marketplace. And remember, today we have 3 days. Bring somebody to Christ. I love you. Goodbye for now.